Consider approval of request from Oryx Delaware Oil Gathering New Mexico LLC to install a single pipeline to transport oil within the Sheep's Draw Wellhead Protection Area. And Mr. Myers.
Mayor, Council, this item is an application for a permit to install a 4-inch crude oil pipeline out in the Wellhead Protection Area. This application is by Oryx Delaware. Based on the information they provide in this application, they appear to be complying with all of our requirements for activity out in the Wellhead Protection Area. The permit was presented to the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners at their meeting held last month. They reviewed the application and they're recommending approval. And I would imagine we have some representatives here from Oryx. If Council has any particular technical questions you may have.
Ron, I have a question.
Sure.
Because this is such a porous area.
Yes.
With the way that our water comes from all that whole area back in there.
Correct.
And just one problem. And most of our water comes from there, right?
So yes.
With what happened in Clovis, doesn't that really worry everybody? Just a little bit?
Is there a concern there? Boy, I hope that's a concern on everyone's mind. Absolutely. There is a lot of activity out in the well field, oil and gas activity. It's been going on for decades, I'm assuming.
Right. I think we need to be a little more aware.
Oh, I agree. And I think we should go, I don't know, and this is something maybe that needs to be reviewed. I don't know whether we need to strengthen these requirements. But, I mean, again, they're complying with all the requirements we have in place right now. It's been reviewed. Wood Environmental reviewed it. They said it looks good from their perspective.
Mr. Myers, can you go over the safeguards that are put into this?
The safeguards in terms of the ordinance that we have in place?
Yes.
We have requirements for specific types of materials. They have to withstand certain pressures. They have to be a certain type of materials. They resist corrosion or any type of damage. We actually ask for all types of safety monitoring, measuring, so if they do find a problem, they can notify and shut down areas and deal with that problem as quickly as possible.
We did ask for additional signage in the well field also in the Water and Sewer Board. That way, if something did happen, it's easily identifiable who we need to call in case there is an issue. And they assured us that there's devices in place that if pressure is lost, the well would stop producing immediately, so it would stop the impact of any liquids that might be lost. And Modrell Sperling, Marie O'Brien, particularly yours, and Baloo Groundwater, Dave Romero, are currently reviewing our wellhead protection ordinance to see if it's up to date currently, and looking to see if we can do anything else within reason to protect our resource.
So. I have some questions.
Sure.
For the company.
Who do we have here from Oryx?
My name is Casey Luon, so I'm going to be the project manager.
You're
for
project manager. So you said it's a 4-inch line, right?
Correct.
How much pressure, or what is it? It's going to be gas or oil?
It is a liquid oil.
Liquid? Do you have an emergency shutoff in the front and the rear?
So we have emergency shutoff at the actual wellhead, at the actual LAC unit, and that also has a kill switch and a PSV. So we have redundant kill switches on that. We have actual mechanical, and we have a 24-hour monitoring system, a control center, that actually monitors that pipeline remotely and can shut off or send a permissive cutoff to shut that off at any time.
At what points and how far is the cutoffs between?
So the monitoring they're going to be doing is actually monitoring per pressure switches that are actually or pressure transmitters that are on the LAC unit. So any drop in pressure, anything that they see on the line that would show them any type of show below that tolerance that says, hey, there might be an issue. They send that permissive cutoff that says, hey, shut down. We'll get somebody out there to take a look at it right away. And then the PSV is actually set at 740, which is our MOP for the line.
If we were to lose pressure or lose oil in that particular line, what's the possibility after the cutoff, how much would we lose and how much would saturate the ground and how far would it get, if possible, or would it have a chance to get close to our aquifer or not?
That I don't know right off the top of my head. So the line is roughly 1,700 feet long. So it kind of happened to depend on where it was at, the elevation of where it was at, and if there's going to be any drain down for that. That I don't have just right with me.
Well, it's a porous aquifer.
Yeah, just.
We may get them involved in monitoring the pipeline itself.
Okay.
Installation, just for sure.